Well, you may be worried by now because I've only covered chapter 5 in the Sermon on the Mount, and there's still chapters 6 and 7. But I'm going to more quickly move through these last two chapters and just point out some of the things there that Jesus said that relate to peace. And so picking up in chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, after the Lord's Prayer, Jesus says, "If you forgive other people when they sin against you, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive their sins, your Father will not forgive your sins." We can't have peace without forgiveness. If we hold on to grudges or bitterness, we lose any sense of peace. Now, granted, forgiveness is not easy and sometimes takes time, but it is the way to both an inner peace as well as a possible reconciliation with the one who hurt us. Moving on to verse 24 in chapter 6, and I don't know if you've ever connected these verses with peace, but Jesus said, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money." Well, here's another way to lose peace in your life. Try to serve two competing masters, God and money. Money says, "Trust me, hang on to me, use me to show how important you are." And God says, "Trust me, give generously. Your worth is not proved by your money." So if you want peace in your life, figure out which master you're going to serve. Now, the rest of chapter 6 is about worrying. Have you ever lost your sense of peace because you were worried about something? I'm sure we all have. It probably happens more often than we'd like. It's not very helpful if someone comes along and says, "Oh, don't worry." Because we really need more than just those words. We need some kind of reassurance that things will be okay. And Jesus offers that by telling us how much our Heavenly Father cares for us. If He cares for the birds and the flowers, surely He will care for us. And then in chapter 7, the first 5 verses, Jesus says, do not judge or you too will be judged. And Jesus talks about trying to take a speck out of someone else's eye when there's a log in your own. Have you ever tried to fix someone else? How did it go? It doesn't make for peace between us if I come to you saying, "Here, let me fix you." You'd probably say, "Get lost," or "Deal with your own issues." And then finally in chapter 7, verse 12, and I think this is a key verse when it comes to peacemaking, Jesus says, "In everything, do to others as you would have them do to you." We call this the golden rule. Jesus said it sums up the law and the prophets. And I think it's another way of saying, love your neighbor as yourself. Treat others the way you'd like to be treated. Things like kindness, concern, friendship, affirmation, forgiveness, a second chance, appreciation, respect, all the things that we would wish for ourselves, we should give them to others. It's the way of peace. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you is complicated a bit by the reality that maybe what's good for me isn't good for you. Early in our marriage, I gave Linda a pair of ice skates as a gift. In my family, we lived up in northern Pennsylvania where there's a lot of ice, but we all like to ice skate. And after a few years, Linda said, "You can give those skates to somebody else." So when we do unto others, it helps to know the other person and what's really good for them. Well, as we've seen this morning, the subject of peace has many facets, and I'm sure I didn't cover them all. But we've looked at inner peace as well as peace in our relationships with others. We've looked at ways to avoid destroying that peace, as well as ways to try to restore peace through reconciliation after we've offended someone. Let me cite Romans 12, verse 18 in conclusion. It says, "If possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. The Apostle Paul recognizes that it's not always possible, and it's not only up to me. We do what we can, but if someone else is unwilling to live at peace or to try to restore peace, there's not much that we can do except keep praying and keep loving. Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." So may Jesus help each of us to be peacemakers as we follow him in the ways of peace.